It's 8:45 live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, very special guest. Have you heard of the Children's Respite Care Center? If not, you should. The work that they do helps families enormously, and more importantly, it helps children. They actually deal with children who have medically fragile, developmentally delayed, or physically challenged hardships. And those children may have been diagnosed from birth to up through age 21, and they get help at the Children's Respite Care Center. The president and CEO, Ann Constantino, is with me now. Good morning, Ann.
How are you? Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great to have you here. And I want to talk about there's an event where people can get involved and really help make a difference in the difference that you and your staff make. But let's talk about the CRCC. What is the mission? What do you do, and how do you accomplish that?
We are a facility and an organization that really helps to support children with complex needs. And we meet the family in a moment of many times in a moment where they've just received a diagnosis, they have received a prognosis, they don't know what it means. We are here to help provide that hope that they many times feel has been lost when they do receive some of these the news of a diagnosis. We provide nursing care, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech pathology, speech language pathology services, as well as feeding and swallowing services. And then also we have teachers and paras that are with the children and young adults all day long in the classroom type of a setting, providing really rich environments for learning and development.
Can you give some examples of some of those diagnoses that kids may have that would make them eligible to be a part of the program?
Interestingly, we just did some data analysis of those diagnoses because we do get this question frequently. And right now we are serving a little over 400 children within our two facilities here in Omaha. And we have about 350 unique diagnoses. So it's very difficult to say this is a typical diagnosis of a child.
Sure.
We have children that we provide care for that are one in the entire country of the diagnosis that they have, and maybe one of three in the world. So it's very, very difficult to be able to say this is our typical child that we serve within our facility.
So would it be fair to say that the children you are serving, though, that regular public schools wouldn't be able to help them per se, right?
So from birth until the age of five, the children are in our care all day long. They are getting the nursing care and all of the supports that I mentioned while they're with us in the classroom. We have actually agreements with the public schools here in Omaha and in the area where the children of school age are coming to us in the morning. The buses from the district are coming to our facility and picking them up and taking them to their home school during the day. Some of those children do have nurses that accompany them on the bus to school that spend the day with them in the schools. And then some of them don't need that level of care, but they do need some sort of support while they're in the schools. And so they do get that in their home district. When they come back to us after the school day ends, then we have some great opportunities for them to interact with their peers and curriculum that we have going on in the classroom for them. So it really is a way for the families to be able to simplify life.
It sounds as though much more functional versus custodial. I mean, it's really about giving these children the skills that as many of the skills that they can acquire to help them get along.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. In fact, we work really closely with the schools for our school-age children, working with their IEPs and the IFSPs. We are really in partnership with the schools so that we are helping to reinforce those skills that they're learning during the day in the schools. We want to make sure that we are providing that holistic approach of care for the child. So that includes coming together with whomever it is that's in their community and in their world.
Sure. It sounds like a wonderful program. I want to talk about the Silver Ribbon event, which is March 13th at 11:30 a.m. at the Regency Marriott. Can you talk about that? It's a wonderful fundraiser, but also very educational at the same time.
We're really excited about having Dr. Christopher Willard come in for our Silver Ribbon Luncheon. He's going to be our speaker. He is a Harvard Medical School faculty member that works with children and adolescents around mindfulness and understanding how mindful practice can be a wonderful antidote for kind of the crazy world that we live in for kids. So he is going to be our featured speaker, and we're very excited to have him because we at CRCC do bring in mindful practice type of skills into our classrooms and work with our kids every day on those things.
Well, for more information, people can go to crccomaha.org and become a part of the program. Ann Costantino, President and CEO, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate you taking the time. And again, crccomaha.org is the place to go for more information. It's 8:51.